WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, July 31st. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new Illinois bill that will require K-12 students to learn about Native American history. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. People in Rantoul protested the police-involved shootings of two black men earlier this year. As Illinois Newsroom's May Antar reports, family members were among the demonstrators.
What are we not justice for?
About 50 protesters marched through the streets of Rantoul and stopped twice at the police station to demand justice for the deaths of 21-year-old Azan Lee and 18-year-old Jordan Richardson. In June, an officer shot and killed Richardson during a foot pursuit. His sister Alana says race played a factor in the case.
I feel like it would really be different if they weren't black. If they weren't, they're the stereotypical black people. They're black, tattoos, dreads. I feel like, it's going to just keep happening.
The other man, Azan Lee, died in February during a struggle with police. Protesters demanded that the state attorney, Julia Reitz, step down after failing to prosecute both officers. Rantoul police have not yet responded to Saturday's protests. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law a bill aimed at reintegrating formerly incarcerated people. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The new law aims to reduce repeat offenses that land people back in prison. Parole officers will be encouraged to recommend early release from supervision for people who have a good track record. The law also expands virtual check-ins with officers and raises the threshold for drug tests. Pritzker criticized Illinois' prison system as he signed the bill.
That's not a system designed to improve public safety. That's not a system that's promoting rehabilitation. It's a system that values reincarceration.
According to his office, many people on probation or parole will return to prison for technical violations, like missing a meeting with the parole officer. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new audit is showing massive fraud tied to unemployment benefits paid out by Illinois during the pandemic. Dave McKinney reports.
Republicans are criticizing Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration for the findings by State Auditor General Frank Martino. Martino's report found the state paid out $5.2 billion in fraudulent or excessive unemployment claims between 2020 and 2022. Some of that money went to inmates and even dead people. Here's GOP State Senator Chapin Rose, who ordered the audit.
How on earth are dead people and prisoners getting millions upon millions of dollars of unemployment compensation? It's just insane.
Other states were victimized too, and the Pritzker administration says it's assisting law enforcement in trying to find the perpetrators. This is Dave McKinney.
The new president of the Illinois Association of School Administrators says school safety is his top priority for Illinois schools. Roger Alvey is also a superintendent at Illini Bluff School District in Glassford, and he has a background as a certified security assessment specialist. He says safety plays a role in the overall education of a student.
If kids don't feel safe, then they're not going to learn. And obviously we want kids to learn, and that's our top priority as well.
Alvey says teachers in Illinois now get trained in a program called Stop the Bleed. The program shows teachers how to respond to injuries. Alvey says many schools are prepped for events such as tornadoes or shootings, but they aren't ready for the aftermath. He says working on strategies to reunify parents and students after a disaster is one way schools can increase readiness. Still to come, we'll learn more about a new Illinois bill that will require K-12 students to learn about Native American history. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The Doctor is back in the office as Martin Clunes returns to the title role of Doc Martin for season 9 of the hit series. New complaints around his approach to patient care threaten Martin's career as his wife navigates a new job in child counseling. The show's eclectic cast returns for more melodrama and hilarious hijinks in the small British village of Port Wen. As a friend of WILL, you can binge season 8 and season 9 right now with Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Starting in the 2024-25 school year, all Illinois K-12 students will be required to learn about Native American history, tribal sovereignty, genocide, and much more. Peter Medlin reports on what it means for students, including Native American students here in Illinois.
Here in the basement of a Chicago church, Aaliyah Begay is teaching a group of about a dozen fellow Native American students some traditional dance techniques. This is a summer program from the American Indian Association of Illinois. Most of the students are in high school and they're all from Chicago. Some jump right in and dance, while a few others stand on the sideline before their friends' laughter and the music coaxes them in. Begay is going into her third year at Columbia College Chicago studying marketing. She's Navajo in Santo Domingo Pueblo, and she travels almost every weekend to dance at powwows across the country. And today, she's not just teaching dance and showing her jingle dresses, she's also talking with the students about her college experience.
There's not that many of us, and there's a lot of stereotypes of not Native Americans not making it in life or being high school dropouts, and you guys want to break that.
Begay is glad Illinois just passed the new Native American History Bill, but she wants non-Native students to know that their story hasn't ended.
We should be teaching everyone that we're still here and that we're not just like in the past. We're still out here and we're still thriving and everything.
That is a key part of the legislation, which is still waiting for Governor Pritzker's signature. Students will learn about the history of indigenous people in Illinois, but also Native contributions to the arts, sciences, and more. And it'll describe the large urban Native American populations in Illinois. The state has no federally recognized tribal land, but over 70% of Native Americans nationwide live in urban areas, not reservations. And Chicago has one of the largest urban American Indian populations in the country, with around 175 tribes represented. Older students will delve further into tribal sovereignty, the genocide and discrimination of Native Americans, and forced relocation. The instructional materials for those lessons will be developed in consultation with the Chicago American Indian Community Collaborative, a group of independent Native organizations that the American Indian Association of Illinois is a part of. Doreen Wiese is an enrolled member of the White Earth Ojibwe Nation in Minnesota and the president of the American Indian Association of Illinois. Wiese's been an educator in Illinois for over 50 years. Wiese and others met weekly with the state board's curriculum committee. It's still a work in progress, and she says they were able to borrow some from the curriculum in Wisconsin, but they largely started from scratch. She says Native American representation has been rare within Illinois education, and she says there are still very few Native American students attending college in Illinois.
I still have kids dropping out of school. I can't talk the parents into borrowing a bunch of money to send their kids to college. Believe me, I'm working the summer on it to try to convince them, say it's worth it.
Andrew Johnson is a citizen of the Cherokee Nation and the executive director of the Native American Chamber of Commerce of Illinois. He's also a part of the Community Collaborative, and he helped lead the legislative push for the history bill. He's been really proud of his work with the state board and Rockford State Representative Maurice West, who is the main sponsor of the bill. But his experience in Springfield wasn't totally positive.
One of the representatives, I'm still troubled by it. He said, well, this education, you know, it's going to include how natives were involved in ritual sacrifice of children. I was just floored.
But there were some unforgettable, uplifting moments, too. Late last year, Native American drums and dancing could be heard in the Capitol Building Rotunda during the Native American Summit. And Johnson was there gathering support for issues like the Native American History Bill.
It was overwhelming. I mean, there were tears. It was just so key. It was so important for our community to be there and to do that. And it definitely made our legislators know that there were natives here in that building and ones that were a vibrant community that could contribute a tremendous amount to the state.
He said hearing those drums in the halls of power meant a lot to a group that's had so little representation since being forced off this land, a state that's named after a confederation of tribes. And they hope that this new curriculum will help students from every background understand Illinois' true history. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny with a high of 84 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, Tim Shelley, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.